This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Summer break is winding down for students across central Kentucky, and they'll soon return to lessons and homework. For many students, transitioning back to school means relearning forgotten material. As Brenna Angel reports, educational experts and state lawmakers hope to reduce that learning loss by keeping kids active throughout the summer.
The past few weeks have been busy at the William Wells Brown Community Center in Lexington. On one afternoon, dozens of elementary school kids burned some energy in a dance-off.
I got to see the best dances. The best dances. Okay?
The community center offers activities to kids in elementary, middle, and high school Monday through Friday. Director Jill Chenault-Wilson says it's modeled after the national Let's Move campaign.
We'd rather them be here engaging in educational and recreational activities than being home, being couch potatoes, or, you know, just fending for themselves.
The center's calendar makes time for crafts, sports, and a book club. 8-year-old Tania Woodall has been going to William Wells Brown all summer.
I like coming to play and do games.
Operated by Lexington's Department of Parks and Recreation, everything at the Community Center's summer program is free of charge, including an afternoon meal for kids. That makes it affordable and convenient to parents. Linda Robinson, a consultant who oversees after-school programs for the Kentucky Department of Education, says when students don't read or stay active during the summer, learning loss sets in. They forget basic math skills, and kids from low-income families are even more at risk.
Students that are already struggling are going to take a major hit in the summer, and they're going to come back in the fall with, you know, maybe as much as 2 grade levels behind if they were behind already.
This year, the Kentucky General Assembly passed legislation encouraging school districts to establish summer learning camps with an emphasis in the core academic areas of math and reading. Donna Tackett, also with the Department of Education, says the goal is to track information and assessments about how well students are learning.
I think most of them have data, but as far as analyzing that data to determine the effectiveness of what they have done, I'm not really sure that it not in a formal process, I will say that.
The summer learning camps should not be confused with summer school. Tackett says teachers and camp organizers will have flexibility to incorporate fun activities such as music, art, sports, and field trips.
It's not prescribed as to what they must do other than what they must address, the reading and math and then the enrichment. That's spelled out in the bill. But as far as how they do it, that's local district decision.
Despite unanimous votes in the Kentucky House and Senate to pass the summer learning camp legislation, lawmakers appropriated no state funding to support it. School districts that take part are supposed to use federal money known as Title I, which they already use for other programs and staff. Jeff Smink is with the National Summer Learning Association.
One of the challenges with summer programs is that things like Title I funding can be used for summer, but they don't have to be. So one of the first things is to make sure that, you know, that the state and the school districts really prioritize this and make it clear, you know, why it's important that existing funds should be used for summer programs.
So far, no Kentucky school district has notified the state of plans to open a summer learning program under the guidelines outlined in the new law. To really be effective in preventing summer learning loss, experts recommend the camps run for at least 6 weeks. Jeff Smink with the National Summer Learning Association says to be ready for next year, Kentucky educators need to start planning their activities by early this fall. Brenna Angel, WUKY News.